Collecting the data.
Wow, look at all the great things we collected.
There are so many different things. It's amazing that they all came from the park.
It took a lot of work to make sure we collected everything, but it was fun too.
Let's put everything out on the table so we can organize it.
What should we do with the bugs?
We can just leave them in the jars we collected them in. Pavel's idea to reuse the old food jars was a great suggestion.
Thanks. I put holes in the lid so the bugs can still breathe, and I put some leaves in the jars too. I hope the bugs are comfortable.
Good idea. We don't want dead bugs for our presentation. I really like watching the stick insect move, and I think our classmates will too.
Let's get everything organized so we can write our report.
Okay. Here are the leaves from all the plants we wrote down. We even have a palm frond.
It's a good thing there was one on the ground. I don't think people would have liked it if Pavel had climbed the tree to get one.
I guess you're right, but it would have been fun.
Maybe, but we have to remember the rules. Don't hurt the plants or the animals when we're collecting.
Yeah, and don't hurt ourselves either.
Okay, let's put all the leaves over here. We should make a chart that lists all the plants, and we can put their leaves on a poster.
Here are the flowers. They're wilting, so I think we'll have to draw pictures of them instead of putting the real ones on the poster.
Here are the feathers we found. Salima, it's great that you saw these under the bush. I don't know how we would have gotten them off the bird.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to collect things from animals. We'll have to draw pictures of all the other ones instead of having anything real to show.
That's okay. It's what real scientists do, too. Remember, if we want to help protect the ecosystem, we can't take a lot of things out of it.
You're right. And we still have lots of good information for our presentation.
Let's make a graph that shows the numbers of animals we saw and what group they're in, like mammals, birds, and insects.
That's a great idea. I can make one for the different types of plants, too.
Great! Let's get to work so we have time to practice what we're going to say.
Yeah.
Sounds good.